Press bass, IV shake. Fingers to bow manipulate. Stroke the string, I seduce. Blocking ears has no use. Twist the knob, turn up the pain. Sensual to the extreme. Carnal pleasure that will ring. Here is the beat that will make you sing.
Music to ears.
Bullet and cradle.
Chaos to mind.
Fingers on string.
Disease to body.
Lips on barrel.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is our first show of the new year, and looking back on last year, it's been a lot of fun, so hopefully this year will be the same. Loads to get through. As usual, I'm going to bring you a bunch of tunes, a bit of news about upcoming releases and gigs and clubs and things like that in the local area. And tonight I've got as my guest Steph. Hello, Steph.
Hello.
Steph, the long-term listeners amongst you will remember that Steph actually started the show many years ago. Working out, it's about 7.5 where we started the first Dark Simulations as a team. And you've since gone off to do more kind of writing-y stuff and review-y stuff.
But what are my enduring memories of, the first broadcasts was in the former ECB studios, the down by what was Hoster Square, in a dark cellar.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't exactly the most glamorous of beginnings, it was a great. I think it gave us atmosphere.
Yes, it did. Yeah, can say that again.
But yeah, so you're bringing along a bunch of noisier tracks tonight.
I wouldn't say noisier. I would say more
industrial.
I would say left field.
Okay.
That's like, it's up to the listeners to actually decide.
Absolutely. We don't try and impose genres on tracks.
That's all I'm saying.
Excellent.
It's left field, that's
so,
it.
Yeah, we've got you bringing in a bunch of tracks as well. So, yeah, that's the plan for the next hour. Hopefully it'll be loads of fun. We started there with Angel Spit with Make You Sin, and we're going to pile on now with one of Steph's choices. This is Cat with Encounter X32.
closer. Let me see a phantom view. Take me right into the center of the night. 11 years. Get me, my fire fetish. Keep me shackled all day through. Electronic world transmission. Everything I see is true. Give me observation. Let me have the outside feel. Give me the true sensation. All I need, the touch of real. Show me what is happening. Is the world beyond my door? Is the time I'll be forgetting what I have been living for? Help me, I'm too frightened to fulfill my hardest task. Will I ever find the answers to the things I dare not ask? Give me observation. Let me have the outside feel. Give me the true sensation. For I need the touch of real. Phantom view. Take me right into the center of the night. 11 years. Get me my fire fetish. Keep me shackled all day through. Electronic world transmission. Everything I see is true. Give me observation. Give me the true sensation. All I need, the touch of real. Give me observation. Let me have the onside feel. Give me the true sensation.
Sorry about that. That end of track caught us out completely there for a second. Chatting away like mad, because I haven't seen Steph here in a while, and we were just chatting about some of the music. Let's actually tell you what you heard there first, obviously, because you'll want to know what you've been listening to. Rotasand with Electronic World Transmission. That's a classic old track from a good number of years ago now, from Truth Is Fanatic. Before that, we had a couple of choices from our guest here, with Torrent Vaccine with Focus. And before that, Cat with Encounter X32. All very good left field stuff. When you were saying left field earlier on the show, I was like, yeah, I wonder what you're going to be playing us. And absolutely, yeah, I would have gone, yeah, left field. But I think still fitting in the very kind of the mission of the show, which is kind of electronic, alternative, goth, industrial. It's living in that world, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, to me, there's like a dance floor music. And then there's that.
Yeah, then there's, you know, sitting and listening to whole albums.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I do like to try and bring people a mix of everything on this show. Absolutely. So yes. But I think it's worth running down a few up-and-coming releases for this new year. It's the start of a year, and a lot of the bands have been over the autumn-winter periods working on material. So there's been loads of announcements of new and upcoming stuff. I think I mentioned some of these on the previous show, but I think we've had more dates announced now. So a pop team of Berserk. Whilst on the previous show I said they've got a single called Apollo coming out on January the 16th, they've actually now announced they're going to release the album it's going to be from, called Rocket Science, on January the 23rd. So if you're a pop... a Poptigma Berserk fan. Lots of stuff from them in the in January, and I think a lot of people I've been talking to are just really quite curious what their sound's going to be like, because they've quite often changed the sound between albums. They've gone, you know, electronic and synthy, then guitar-y, and then at the moment they're in a very kind of guitar phase that sounds very polished and almost kind of, I would say, MTV2 style, fitting in with a lot of that kind of more mainstream music. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Disappointing, though, really.
I'm not sure. Well, the thing is, you can't really judge an album from just one track, and we've only heard that one track. Because Apollo, if you search on YouTube, I think it's already on there, or if you go to Poptigma Berserk's MySpace, you'll find it on there. So you can actually have a listen to this upcoming single, but it's, yeah, whether that's a telltale sign of the rest of the album, because quite often they've also done quite mixed albums sometimes with, you know, some quite guitar-y tracks and then some quite synthy ones. So we'll have to see what that's like in January. I'll be getting my hands on it just to try and work out what it's going to be like, and see if it's going to lose them a lot of fans or gain them a lot of new fans. No idea how that's going. Anyway, that's a Poptigma Berserk news. There's also Combi Christ have named the album Today We Are Demons, coming out on January the 20th. No idea what that's going to be like either. I've not actually heard anything from them.
I have, and judging by the trailers, as in a big on Comic Christ MySpace page, they've put up, I think it's a 10-minute kind of...
Oh, the kind of mishmash with, like, 30 seconds of each track. Yeah.
And also, you're not going to believe this, but Comic Christ have made their way onto a Hollywood blockbuster soundtrack.
Really?
It's the new... Underworld movie called Rise of the Lycans, which is the prequel to the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the Underworld series. Yeah.
And kind of, I was scanning through that movie's website and I came across the soundtrack and I'm like,
ooh,
Comic Christ is on there.
That's quite an interesting kind of mainstream jump for them. So that'll be interesting to see what that does. What else have we got coming out? I've got a list in front of me here. So Caustic is releasing This Is Jizzcore. He says January. He still hasn't said a date in January, but he's been promoting it like mad on the interwebs. So that's going to be entertaining, if nothing else.
Good old Matt.
Yeah, it's going to be comedy. Yeah, if nothing else. Seabound, I got really excited because Seabound announced, oh, we're releasing a new album at the start of February. February the 3rd, they've got Black Beats Blue coming out. I was dead excited until I realised it was rare and unreleased material, which to me always, when I see that kind of album, I always see it as a bit of a cop-out. You know, if it was going to be a fantastic tune, it would have been released on a main album or a main single. So I always feel this is just a way to squeeze a bit more money out of the fans. But
I agree, absolutely.
You know. I would love it to be some absolutely blindingly cool stuff and play it lots on the show, but my thoughts are that might not be the case. But I'll keep my eye on it just in case. And also KMFDM, old school, long term people in the industry, I'll see, are releasing an album called Blitz on March 24th. So that's the up and coming stuff for, well, this year so far. They're the kind of highlights I've found already. I reckon it's time for some more tunes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, have you got some more information? Or
we'll do this bit and then
We'll chip in with some more details later. We've got the gigs and club guide I'm failing to talk now. We've got the gigs and clubs guide in the next bit. So we'll play some tunes first and then come back with that. Can you remember what we've lined up? It's Alter de Ruin, isn't it?
It's Alter de Ruin, Giants from Afar with the track Fat Pony. That's right.
Okay, you're still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. What did we have there? That was a special track by Faderhead. He's put that for download. Well, I think you've got to sign up to a mailing list, and you get sent a link. But if you go to the Faderhead MySpace, all the details are there. And that's a remix of Dirty Girls, Dirty Boys as the Nintendo 64 mix, which is just, I don't know, it makes me smile. It's a good silly remix, and it's a nice giveaway gift that he's given to us. Go to Faderhead's MySpace and check out daft stuff like that. And before that, we had a track from Steph Altaroon, a choice of his. Fat Pony from Giants from Faraway. Good stuff there. And you had some mentions of some releases at the start of next year as well, didn't you?
Yes, we have Prometheus Burning that have an album out sometime towards the end of January called Play Called Humanity. A proper date hasn't been set yet, but and then we've got Cat and the Ben's Project, which the name escapes me, but it's got Haptive Six. That's it, Haptive Six. Both of those projects have albums coming out in the first half. No, sorry, in the first quarter of 09.
Well, we've got lots of great stuff to look forward to this year, haven't we? Okay, I think, like I said earlier, let's run down the gigs, clubs, and stuff going on in the next couple of weeks, really. I've got a list here. Feel free to chip in, Steph, if you know of other stuff. But on Friday the 2nd of January, tomorrow in fact, we've got the Friday Flock at the Subculture, and this is a kind of late New Year's Eve special, and it's kind of got a theme, but it hasn't, in a really weird way. The theme, this non-theme theme, is Bad Geisha. Now, it's just a bit of fancy dress if you fancy it, and if you do fancy going with the Bad Geisha theme, I think there's a prize for the best Bad Geisha. But yeah, it's not really a theme. But the club night runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. 2 a.m.-ish, I've seen on the flyers. £3 before 10, and a little bit more after. More details at www.fridayflock.net. We also have on Saturday the 3rd, Black Veil is going. It's at the Wellington in Leeds. Now, I couldn't find any dates for this last show, but they must have got confirmation. That's £2.50 on the door. That's 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. And more information can be found at www.gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. What else we got? Friday the 9th, we have Mortaled. That's at the Library Pub in Leeds. This has got Autoclave 1.1 and, now I'm going to pronounce this badly, I just know I am. Silopsib, I believe. Silopsib. Autoclave and Silopsib playing live, and the usual mixture of guest DJ and resident DJs playing you kind of hard electronic stuff. That runs from 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. and more information can be found at www.mortaled.com. Saturday the 10th of January, we have Darklands, and that's at the Junction in York. For some reason I got it in my head that wasn't running. Maybe. And I've no idea. It's certainly their website claims it's running, so ignore me if I get myself confused. That runs from 7 p.m. till late, £3 on the door. More information at darklands.org.uk. As always, we have the solidly fun Wendy House. That's on the third Saturday of the month, as usual, so Saturday the 17th of January this time. Leeds Uni Student Union, as always, is the venue. 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. More information at www.thewendyhouse.org. I'm not going to go into details of what gets played there, because you must know it's everything
now.
I've reeled it off every single show for the last year or two. So, yeah, there's noisy stuff and there's cheesy stuff, and it's all good fun. And without a doubt, it's well worth mentioning the local weekly nights we have every Thursday here in Bradford at the Manville Arms, Bad Moon Rising. That runs from 7 p.m. till late. There's no entry charge because it's kind of goth music in a pub. Request friendly DJ, and more information can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And what's worth noting of that is it looks like there's gigs on the horizon for Bad Moon Rising, so I'll be filling you in with that information nearer the time. Also, it's can't ignore Black Sheep every Sunday at the Subculture in Leeds. Again, free entry. Again, request-friendly DJs. Very sociable atmosphere. all good stuff. So that's the kind of rundown of stuff I know that's going on in the area. I don't know if there's anything else. If you do know, drop me a line. There's contact information on the BCB Radio website, www.bcbradio.co.uk. You'll find the show details there and my email address. Yeah, drop me a line and let me know about stuff. Gigs, clubs, anything really. But I think it's back to the music now. I think it's well worth playing one of my current favourite local bands. And this is a track off their forthcoming album. This is Party for One by Zeitgeist Zero.
Thank you.
right, as usual, struggling to, well, fit all the good tunes I want to fit in. We heard the Untunnel with Moving On. That's the essence of my mix. I think I played that a couple of times recently. Well, to be honest, I think it's a stonking track. That's from Sounds from the Matrix, Volume 7. Unfortunately, there was a bit of news recently regarding Untunnel. She's had a fire in her house, which is where her whole studio was. And unfortunately, that was the room with the... That went up in the fire. There was only one room that was completely fire damaged, and that was her studio. So she's lost all her equipment, all her recordings on her computers, all that kind of stuff, which is obviously quite a scary thing for her. She's actually hurt slightly with a burnt throat,
trachea.
Slightly trachea. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So our wishes go out to her. You know, hope her all the best for a good recovery, and that she can rebuild her studio and get everything together again. So hopefully, I'm sure she'll have lots of friends helping her out. But it's just such a setback, really, which is unfortunate. So hopefully that'll all turn around.
That goes from me as well.
I imagine from everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, but the words echoed by yourself. You know, and also from myself as well, so anyway.
And before that, we had local band Zygozero with Party for Wand off their upcoming album Dead to the World, which is looking like it's going to be a storming album. Hopefully we'll get to hear that all soon. I believe the release date is early this year. I'll give you exact info when I've got it myself. But yeah, as I said at the start of this link, we're running short of time, so I'm just going to pile on into some more tunes. This is another one chosen by Steph. This is some Endiff. Okay, you heard their manufacturer with the absurd... I'm not going to even manage to say this properly now. The Absurdity of Terms and Conditions from Psychogenic Fuge. And before that, we had Endif with Between Two Worlds from Carbon. Both tracks brought in by Mr. Steph here. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
It's been great having
been
you on.
It's been a pleasure, yeah.
It keeps our playlist pretty fresh, so thanks for coming in. As always, we've run out of time, so we just want to say thanks for listening. Hopefully, tune in again in a fortnight's time. It'll be stuff and things, and you know, that's the kind of stuff coming along. We're going to leave you with a track by Lahania. This is Welcome to the Underground off the same titled CD single. So good night, see you in a fortnight's time.